Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know it's 3:30 on Friday, so we are joined by, as he claims, the world's most accurate weather forecaster.
Oh, there he goes. Sweetie, it's hot. We're going to turn to you.
Ew!
Hey, Tornado Shapiro. Hi, Tornado.
Phillies clinched the 2 seed with the Twins still coming in for the weekend. And we got twin storms traveling with the Eagles of Florida. Get set for Umberto meets Imelda in the 90-degree heat of a full stadium of exhibitionists. Music, please!
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
A great time to be a Philly sports fan. We got two things going. Of course, the Twins coming into town. The Twins are coming! The Twins are coming! Close the windows so the neighbors can't hear.
I'll tell you, I worked in the Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes. I got to tell you, I dipped my fishing rod in at least half of them. Come on.
All right.
First pitch, 6:45 tonight, 70 degrees and sticky. I dated a traffic gal out there in Minnesota, FM 106, the Honkers. She had her own set of twins. She named them Pinky and Perky. Hello. The Phillies host the twins tonight. I remember when I hosted an actual set of twins. They doubled my pleasure. Come on, come on. Grinding on the left, heading on the right.
How did you tell them apart?
Her brother had a mustache.
Oh, jeez, Tornado. Wow, yeah, I didn't know you swung that way.
You don't know either. The Eagles and their fans are heading off to Tampa for trying to dodge two different weather systems. Oh, lots of fun down in Tampa. I once had a station appearance at the world's famous Mons Venus. You guys know the place. I know Ike knows all about it.
You know that place, Ike?
Ooh, boy.
I think I do.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Well, it's very dark in there. One time I went to grab the microphone, and I end up with a handful of James Harden.
Whoa.
It's called a big dose of D.
What the hell?
That reminds me, on a hot, sweaty day like this, the Eagles should unleash the bush push. Nobody will be looking for it. It's a good old school smash mouth football. The kids call it retro.
Is that all right? Okay. Right there. No further. Yeah.
Stadium, home of the Buccaneers. And that big pirate ship. I'm one of the few people who's been inside that ship. So many people look at her and say, boy, I'd love to get in there. But I was on that ship for the funeral of Captain Hook.
Oh, I didn't realize Captain Hook died.
Oh, yeah, he died of jock itch. Ouch.
What?
But that
got the hook.
Pirate ship.
It's itching, you know, for the hook.
I got it.
All right. It's a big deal, that ship down in Tampa. And that cannon, you know, it fires every time they score. Same thing happens at my house. In fact, they stole that idea from me. One cannon fire for each O.
Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Okay. So what happened on the ship?
Well, at the big old party one night, it was me, Ike, Bruce Arians, Rondé Barber, Warren Sapp, we call him Captain Weed, Mike Allstott, Keyshawn Johnson, Captain Noah, Joe Giravicious, and a couple of wooden-legged weather gals, Egg and Eileen. All of a sudden, James Harden comes aboard. They call him Blackbeard on the ship. He tries to take the booty off the ship, but Joe Giravicious hits him with his big sword, starts running around the boat with the booty. In fact, Giravicious is still running.
Okay, finish the forecast.
Sunday in Tampa, hot, high of 92, but it feels like 102. I knew a gal who was 42, but her feels-like age was 22. Come on.
I said forecast.
It'll be hot on Sunday. Jordan Davis already sweated out 2 pounds just looking at the forecast. 1 p.m. kickoff, sunny with a few clouds. 50-50 shot of a stray shower or thunderstorm. Cross your fingers, showering on all those halter tops could result in an impromptu wet T-shirt contest. We've got two winners. High of 92, winds north, 5 miles an hour, but fragrant. Go ahead. If you go, enjoy the show. That's the most accurate forecast in the country from Tornado Shapiro. Music, please.
There he is, Tornado Shapiro. By the way, the Peg and Eileen thing.
Oh, my God.
Peg, I got right away.
Yeah.
Eileen took me a second.
Yep.
Nailed it.
That was he nailed that one.
Yes.
Peg and Eileen.
Get it? Because they have...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. We have a different Twitter question here. Might as well ask it.
What you got?
Who would you start in a playoff game first, Walker Buehler or Aaron Nola?
Well, me or just
you're picking Nola.
I'm going Nola.
Yeah, what do you think the poll is?
I would imagine most people are going to go Walker Buehler.
Yeah, you want to give a number?
Let's go 63%.
61.2%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack, you could Walker Buehler.
Yeah, I was still starting Nola.
Yeah, smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
Last night with Walker Buehler. Five innings. It was great, but it sort of had the feeling that you have when you're watching Taiwan.
Well, that's why I call him and Taiwan smoke and mirrors.
Oh, you call them both smoke and mirrors?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's their nickname. Their tag team duo.
Oh, right. Oh, one is smoke and one is mirrors.
Come on.
Yeah, there
Come
you
on.
Go.
We're doing a bunch of little jokes here in the 3:30 segment.
Right. Yeah, I would.
I did not get that one. Yes,
I would also start Aaron Nola in that, but it doesn't take much for people to want to jump off the Aaron Nola bandwagon. two five-inning starts, by the way, is all it was. And then, I sort of got Buehler after the game going into the bullpen and throwing more pitches. I kind of like that for a minute.
Yeah.
That guy's a gamer right there. But yeah.
It's like going back to the gym and shooting free throws.
Yes.
Just gets it.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Navy Fred in Chesapeake,
Navy
Virginia.
Fred.
Navy Fred, you're on WIP. What's up, Navy Fred?
Hey, boys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Thank you for your service. Were you in the Navy?
Hey, thanks. I am. I've been in for 25 years, Ike.
Oh, okay. Well, now you're still in. Thank you for your service, brother.
Yes, thank you for
your service. No problem, boy. My pleasure. Hey, I'm going to get to the Eagles in a second, but on the record Friday, I got to get something off my chest, and I just want you to hear me out for a second.
Okay.
So, my shift recently changed, so I've had to listen to the camera more in the morning than I'd like to. But this morning, the camera took a personal shot at you, Spike. And I've been thinking about it over the last few months with everything that's been going on with Jackie Baseball. I know Hugh had his little rant about you being a bully. And I just want to say, Spike, you're the bigger person here. The afternoon show is the gold standard of WIP radio. And that needs to be established. And that needs to be heard throughout all of the Delaware Valley. Because you guys never take the bait. You always stay professional. And I appreciate that.
Especially Spike. Yeah.
Yeah. What did he say?
Yeah, he wants to know.
So he was talking about your days as a producer.
Program director.
Program director.
I'm sorry.
There's never a producer.
Director.
Joe was, but I was not.
Nothing wrong with producers.
Nothing wrong. I just want to clarify things. Go ahead.
But he was talking about those days and how in order to get on his level, you needed to go on the airwaves to compete with him directly. So I didn't call in. I was just pretty annoyed about it. But I just wanted to let you guys know that there's a little beef going on with the morning show.
All right. Hang on a second, David Shred.
He also apparently joked that you used a program director and then said, yeah, that lasted very long.
Me?
Yeah.
It lasted 15 years. I mean, overall, I think it was 10 years here or something.
I couldn't have talked about FAN.
Okay. That was 3 years, yes. Okay. So I heard this happened around Cheat the Hammer, right? When Joe gets James to give him questions that he knows the answer to so he can beat listeners, right? Is that when that happened?
It was right around that time.
So really, yeah, it all kind of adds up because Joe, tried to set up the competition with Jack with rules that helped him win, just like that little game they play every week where the listener has no idea what the questions are going to be, but the producer comes up with questions that he knows Joe can answer, right? It was right around then, right around those sorts of things. The same Joe DeCamera that would be toiling away talking to himself at night somewhere if it wasn't for me, the same Joe DeCamera. Same Joe DeCamera, right? Camera. Okay, just wanted to make sure. All right, go ahead. Let's talk about the Eagles. I just want to make sure we're talking about the same guy. The same guy who injured himself running the 150 meters half speed, same Joe DeCamera?
Same guy.
Okay, all right, just want to make sure. I'm the bigger guy. I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to take shots at him. Whatever, it's okay. Look. If you're talking about the Joe DeCamera that attached himself to the much, much bigger, more popular show so people would talk about their show, I just want to make sure we're talking about the same Joe DeCamera.
That is correct.
Okay, all right.
What you started here, Navy.
Yeah, no, just want to make sure. The same Joe DeCamera that makes sure everyone else on the show keeps quiet while he gives the phone number 75 times an hour.
Oh, boy.
Same guy.
Okay, just want to make sure. All right.
You got any left? You got any more?
Yeah, no. I'm done. Go ahead, Navy Fred. I'm sorry.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
So, to answer the original question, yes, I would rather have the Eagles up by 4, because although the defense may be a little shaky, they're going to keep them out of the end zone. They'll bend, but they won't break.
I mean, it's a good argument. It's a good argument. Not only combined with the being up 4, but that they have, especially in the Rams game, if you want to make an argument for them coming up big, and Mayock said this yesterday, keeping them to field goals rather than letting them score touchdowns. And it is much harder at the end of the game to drive the field and score a touchdown as opposed to driving the field and getting in field goal range. Those are two very, very different things,
But with 2 minutes and 3 timeouts,
yes,
that's more than enough time to get down the field.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. There's certainly enough time to do it. Really what it is to me, which is why the touchdown is so much bigger, it's not that hard to drive the field. It's hard to get from the 20-yard line into the end zone. That's when it becomes difficult, not just for the Eagles, but for anybody else, which is why now the Eagles have been great in the red zone this year. So if they could get there. But I agree with you, Navy Fred. Navy Fred, not only do I thank you for your service for this country, I thank you for your service for this radio show.
Hold on, Navy Fred. I got one question for you.
Yes.
Is a boat a ship?
A boat is a submarine, Ike.
Okay.
Well, now we're getting out of hand.
but a ship is not a boat, right? A ship can't be a boat.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. That is correct.
So we got somebody from the Navy to clear this up. Thank you.
Can't be right about everything,
David
Fred. All right, thank you, David Fred.
All right, Nathan.
215-592-9494.
I couldn't let that go without the
I knew. I knew what was coming. I knew what was coming. I'll tell you one thing I'm right about. That is Colonial Hyundai. Colonial Hyundai, John Ashdale, the cars are waiting there with no ships, no boats, but plenty of brand new Hyundais and the blow the whistle sales event. I guess that's not how that whistle would go.
That sounds all right.
Not bad, not bad. How about a new 2025 Hyundai Tucson for just $199 a month? How about a new 2025 Hyundai Palisade for just $399 a month? A brand new 2025 Hyundai Santa Fe for just $299 a month? And you're probably going to trade in your car, and you may be worried that your car is not worth anything because it's a piece of junk. It doesn't matter, though, because at Colonial, it doesn't matter what condition your car is in. They're going to give you at least $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. And you know every Hyundai from Colonial is going to get you America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Get to Colonial Hyundai, right there, Lincoln Highway in Downingtown, or online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only, lease tier one credit through HMF, 10,000 miles per year, 10% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. So, as always, Jerry Jones did his week. This was from his weekly radio hit down at our sister station in Dallas, correct? So he was asked about Micah Parsons as the Micah Parsons Bowl is this weekend, the Dallas Cowboys versus the Green Bay Packers. Here is what Jerry said about not having Micah Parsons anymore.
Micah is special, and we all know he is, and he can be disruptive. But we have huge amounts of experience with the anecdotes that we've seen used on us for the last 4 years. Right. And while he does make great plays, there is also a way to approach playing against Micah, as we know, because we didn't exactly win the Super Bowl during those years. So bottom line is, when I look at playing him, I think of trying to have him as an advantage when we were playing other teams over the last 4 years. And some plays it looks beautiful, but then other plays, especially running plays, you can wish you'd have had a different formation.
You know, if you're on the Dallas Cowboys, do you want your owner going public and pissing off Micah Parsons by saying that the reason they didn't win the Super Bowl is because you can attack Micah Parsons in a certain... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The reason they didn't win the Super Bowl is not because of Micah Parsons.
Agreed.
There are a lot of other reasons. Jerry Jones, by the way, probably being one of them, that they haven't
that
won a
being
Super
Bowl. The biggest reason.
Yeah. The Micah Parsons. We didn't exactly win the Super Bowl with Micah Parsons. Who says that about an edge player?
Yeah, I think... Listen... Jerry is—he's got his back up. He knows this game is coming, and everybody is basically saying you're stupid. I mean, they may phrase questions differently, but he knows what the tone of these questions are. It's like you made a mistake trading Micah Parsons,
right?
So now he has to sort of defend why he did it and why he didn't pay him. I will say this: as a fan, I would have paid Micah Parsons,
right?
But if you're Jerry Jones, you're saying to yourself, I'm going to pay this guy $47 million a year. I can lose without him. I've been losing with him.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've been losing with him. He's been here 4 years. I'm not giving him $47 million a year.
The thing for me is, could you imagine this week? And I know, I'm just because of who we're playing. Mm-hmm. I know Hassan Reddick is not Micah Parsons.
Sure.
But could you imagine if Howie Roseman or Jeffrey Lurie publicly this week said, you know, Hassan Reddick, not really that good. That's why we got rid of him.
Yeah.
I would just say to myself, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, that's the great thing about our guys. They don't talk to the media during the season.
It's certainly not like that.
Yes. I mean, I don't know if Jeffrey Lurie ever talks to the media anymore other than the owners' meeting.
No, he used to do the state of the team thing,
yep.
And he doesn't really even do that anymore.
Nope.
And Howie Roseman would never say that.
No.
And for me, look, on my end, it's a little frustrating we can't get Howie Roseman to say something when I try to bait him into saying something. But Jerry Jones must be, that's the easiest The easiest interview those guys in Dallas have to do every week to get him to say something.
Yeah, he wants to say something.
And here's the other thing. Michael Parsons is playing the position where if you're just pissed off and angry, that makes a difference. That doesn't make a difference for a quarterback, really, or a wide receiver. But you want that guy with a little extra oomph and hitting your guys with a little. It just doesn't make any sense. It's just from a strategy standpoint, it's so silly.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think he's thinking about the game per se.
No, he's thinking about him.
Yeah, he's thinking about how he's getting crushed in the media for trading away Michael Parsons. Like, that's what he's getting crushed for. And I don't know. These owners, man, he's the one owner in this league that cares about that stuff.
Yes.
Which is why he does interviews every week and he's talking after every game. Like, he literally wants to say something every week.
Well, the funny thing is, he's probably not the only one who feels that way.
Right.
He's the only one who acts on it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Every time that we talk, just take CJGJ for example. When we're all bitching and moaning when the Eagles traded CJGJ, because that was the one that hit the fan base this offseason.
Yeah.
It wasn't Josh Sweat. It wasn't Milton Williams. We all expected that. It was CJGJ, right?
Yep.
I'm sure somebody, Howie Roseman, was sitting somewhere and thought to himself, you guys, first of all, he's not even that good. Second of all, he's a pain in the ass in the locker room. Third, you have no idea, but he doesn't say any of it because it doesn't help the team at all. It's just so funny. It's a joy, honestly, for us to see one of our rivals have an owner who consistently puts his foot in his mouth to no advantage for the team, only makes things harder on the team. And to your point, I don't think he cares. He just doesn't care anymore.
Long live Jerry Jones.
Yes.
You want him there owning the Cowboys forever.
Yes, forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, because they're never going to win.
Yeah.
Again.
You don't see Rod Lakin, you know, doing that sort of stuff.
Talking to the media.
Yeah. You don't see Rod Lakin when he took over and you guys were number one saying, guess they didn't need that other program director.
Now, the camera might have said it.
The camera might have said it. You mean the guy?
Let's not go backwards.
Okay.
See, he's about to start again.
All right, coming up next.
You had a bunch of those lined up, I see.
Well, look, I'm always thinking. You know me.
Yeah, they rolled out pretty easy.
Well,
you know me.
You know, don't. Jack says this all the time. Do not try to paint me into a corner.
Yeah,
because I don't like being painted into a corner.
Well, he's poking the bear for what?
Yes.
Why is he going after you?
Well, because...
We haven't said anything.
Well, because his one competition is never going to end now because he gets injured, so now he's trying for another one. I am not going to play some dumb trivia question, Trump trivia contest against Joe DiCamera. There is no chance, zero chance you could talk about it all day long. Congratulations on memorizing Wikipedia, Joe.
Oh.
Well, I mean, what are we talking about here? I have Google, all right? Okay, coming up.
Does ChatGPT help?
Well, look, it does help.
That does help, right?
Of course, of course. What do you need Joe for? All right, coming up next, Ron Jaworski joins us. Will be an interesting question to ask Jaws about the offense, what he thinks is going to happen on Sunday. Your calls as well, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.